Tim in Illinois is on the line and looking to tile a bathroom. How can we help you with your project?
Redoing a bathroom in a 100-year-old house, and we're looking at putting floor tile down, possibly with heat under the tile. And I was wondering what the best way to do it by putting the tile on. Do you need to go right to the subfloor, or do you have to have some kind of concrete board underneath the tile with doing heat under the floor?
Well, I mean, sometimes the heat is actually put underneath the subfloor itself. So that's another way to do it from the backside of it. Depends on your access issues. But there's a special type of subfloor that's designed for radiant heat or subslab heat, where, especially if it's PEX-based, the piping runs through a channel in the subfloor itself. So there's no chance it could get crushed or anything like that. It's a sort of a channeled out piece of underlayment. And then once that's done, you can put your tile adhesive right on top of that and glue the tile to that underlayment.
Okay, this is in an upstairs bathroom, so we won't have access to the bottom side.
What kind of a heating system are you thinking about putting in? Is it going to be electric?
It'll be electric. We have geothermal in the house itself, so we've got forced air heat, so it would have to be, I think they have some kind of like electric undermat or something like that. And also, I was wondering, is it best to just do the areas where the main traffic areas, you don't need to do the whole floor, is that correct?
No, you don't have to. I mean, it certainly is nice. You don't have to go around the toilet, for example. So yeah, if you went in front of the sink and in front of the toilet and wherever you step out in the shower, then that should be fine. And yeah, some of those electric heating systems are really nice. They don't use as much electricity as they used to. You can set them up on timers so they, you know, heat up right before you go into the bathroom and then time out after that.
Okay, so if I get this correct, you can just put like a thin set concrete and then put tile right down onto the subfloor. Is that right? With the heating mat underneath?
Right. If it's nice and smooth, you can do that. If it's uneven, then there's a number of ways to smooth that out, either through an additional subfloor material or by setting mud underneath it.
I appreciate your show. Thank you.
Good luck with that project, Tim. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.